So, hello. Hello, everybody. We're back.
Are we live?
We're live.
Okay, we're live.
We're live. Didn't expect it. You didn't think that... you thought we'd quit by now, didn't you? I bet. I mean, Steven and I thought we'd have quit by now.
This is incredible that we've kept doing it.
Yeah, because the feedback is so negative and...
But the bar
Steven and I,
set
our
is so
ego.
Low.
Yeah, I guess. But I feel like I have a pretty fragile ego.
Yes.
I know that you have a fragile ego.
Terribly fragile.
And
I'm a meek little man.
Yeah, to continually put ourselves out on the internet like this is pretty unbelievable, don't you think?
We should get more support.
Yeah, you hear that?
You know what, though? I listened to the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, my God.
Okay, it's not good.
No. But, okay.
He had Sturgill Simpson on. I love Sturgill Simpson. Sturgill Simpson is an amazing musician.
Yeah.
And I was like excited to hear about maybe, you know, some music, hear about his upbringing a little bit. He has a pretty interesting life.
Have you ever sat in a sensory deprivation chamber?
Yes. They talked about like Silicon Valley and like pot.
Yeah. Did they disparage women at all?
Sturgill would never do that. I'm sure Joe has done that a lot.
So I don't know anybody that personally listens to the Joe Rogan podcast. I assume that you listen to it because you're a fan of Sturgill Simpson and
yep,
you saw here's an interview
with
my boy Sturgill.
I just had that long drive from California and thought that'd be interesting. It wasn't.
That's too bad. But yeah, so I don't know anybody that listens to it, but people are nuts about it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Men, probably like angry young
men.
Is it
the kind of guys that go to Thursday morning meetups in their like with their tech community? For coffee?
No,
is it that guy?
I feel like it's more... So that's a certain type of bro.
Yeah.
That's a certain type of bro.
Tech bro.
Tech bro. But I feel like these are just kind of like... Okay, I don't want to alienate any of our listeners, but would you ever watch a UFC fight?
Oh, of course not.
Right. Neither would I. But there's people that go apeshit for that stuff.
Yeah, of course.
And it's the bros that really like UFC, I think.
It's Phoenix and it's Vegas. I'm... like literally halfway between the UFC epicenters of, you know, they kind of like fight for that top spot. I'm sure it's
right.
Vegas, but I will have to lump Phoenix in there.
Is there a, what is that?
Someone looks to be doing some trucking.
Now who's got the noises coming from their house? For the love of God, it's been 3 minutes. We haven't said a word about the beautiful meat in this beautiful Swiss town called...
Lausanne.
Lausanne. The Lausanne Diamond
like
League meat.
Roseanne, but Swiss.
Yes.
Lausanne.
God.
Less racist.
Less racist than Roseanne, the slogan for Lausanne.
It's like, I'd give that a try.
Yeah. So, generally, I think this has a reputation for being tremendously fast.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Let's just take a look down the... we'll get to that in due time. But people go here and run fast.
Yeah.
And today...
Well, it's on the dang Diamond League circuit. They better.
Well, we've seen some Diamond Leagues in our 1 year or our 3 month tenure at the Big Meat Pod. We've seen some not so entertaining Diamond League meets.
That's true. Oof. God, that bore in Stockholm.
God, I'll never forget the time I had to sit through all of that Stockholm meat.
Ugh, yawn.
So today was the opposite of Stockholm. If Stockholm is a zero, then Lausanne is a 10.
Oof.
And I'm
I
sorry.
Think before we go on,
before we get going, today's podcast is sponsored by
Burlington Coat Factory. Burlington Coat Factory, it's not just a place, it's a destination for your next big winter coat. And if you want a great discount, come in this summer, use the code upon asking for the fur coat. Just say, Sidious Mag sent me to get my fur coat. And the attendant should take you into the back of the warehouse, the factory, where they make the coats in each of their locations, because it is a factory, and they will make you a tailored fur coat. Burlington Coat Factory.
There we go. Thank you again to the kind folks at Burlington Coat Factory. I know that it is summertime, but as Steven said, you want to get a good deal on a coat, you get it off season. So without
and
further
you get
ado.
Tailored made at Burlington Coat Factory. All right.
So as we have in the past, we will only discuss our five favorite things. Top five. Our top five. So today, the five things we're going to talk about is the men's 200, the women's 400, the men's 5K, the women's 15, and that's four things. And looks like we're going to do the top four things at today's meet. Kicking off with the five. The fifth one being the men's 400 meter hurdles, which Stephen, please kick us off discussing your thoughts on the men's 400.
All right.
Hurdles.
So as you know, this is the most I've ever been invested in not only watching running, while we've done this pod, but mostly the 400 meter hurdles. It's really gathered a soft spot in my heart, and I just love how it's just the same dudes. It's really cool. They're just competing against each other, doing their thing. But anyways, this was more of the same of what we've seen all summer with my man Samba, taking the win, 47.42. People were talking like he was going to maybe get the world record today, which, you know, he's still about a second off of. His PB is 46.98, but he didn't come too close to that, but he did get the win, and it was Varholm again in second.
I like that Varholm looked a little bit more like himself.
He did, especially finishing.
Yeah, he finished poorly, which is what he generally looked. He did well, but in Paris he didn't go out that fast. He went out slow.
Yeah,
which isn't his MO. He seemed to be back to form. He took it out quick, but. Maybe I'm wondering if he's getting a little tired. It's been a long season because generally I think he'll hold the lead over Samba a little bit longer than he did today. He didn't really look that great going head to head against Samba.
He is only he was only like less than 0.02 of a second off of his.
Might have well have been a mile, Stephen.
Yep, might have. But he was close to his. His PB, and like, which is also his season's best. He was probably the closest to that as anybody. So I don't know if he's getting tired. He might just kind of be getting back in the swing of things. I don't know.
I'm not gonna. Yeah. All right. That's. But I think it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun watching.
It's been fun.
These two guys. I know that the other guy that's ran fastest here is that Nick Masters fella, who in this race pretty sure he clipped a hurdle and then
he pulled up lame.
I'm sorry,
I think they're gonna take him out to the woodshed.
Just old yeller
that bastard.
Speaking of old yellering, I'm pretty sure that he is like 18 years old.
That's crazy.
Which
in dog years would be insane.
If your dog's 18, you take it out to the shed.
Yeah. Transitioning from the men's 400 meter hurdles, why don't we talk about the women's 400, which I didn't watch, but you did.
I did. It was so the reason that I kind of wanted to talk about it, I guess, was because we were talking in previous podcasts about how there seems to be a gap, or not really. I don't know if it's a gap, but it just the women, I guess, this season, there seems to be a bit of a struggle to break 50 seconds. Like, there are plenty of women, I think, that are capable of doing it. But, like, it seems like if you can run 49 high in a meet, you're going to win it outright. And then there are going to be, like, 10 women behind you that are in, like, the 50 mid-range.
Yeah, totally.
So
what you're saying is just run.
Just run 49 seconds.
Yeah.
So this one was the one by the Bahrainian woman, Salwa Nasser.
Is she over 20 years old?
You want to play a game? Over under 20.
Oh, God. That sounds like a bar game. I don't think we should play that.
Well, after you say, come on.
Come on.
She is... I think I can't do my math. I think she's exactly 20.
Really? Like today's her birthday, Ryan?
Her birthday is May 23rd, 1998.
So that'd make her 20 years old.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, she's young. She's good.
She has ran 4 Diamond League meets this year.
Undefeated?
Undefeated.
Yeah.
All of them.
Sub 50?
Well, all but one sub 50. Oh. So,
you kind of want it to be a championship year just to see some of these people, right?
They're doing, it's just because it just seems like the same cast of characters in every race, and it's always, all of these things have been good.
Yeah.
But Nasser, far and away, the woman that can consistently run 49 seconds seems to be the woman that will.
Has an American gone sub 50 this year?
Yeah. The world lead is Shakima Wimbley. She did it Des Moines.
Okay, yeah.
But in this race, she got 4th.
I know, 50.58.
Right. She won Des Moines by going sub 50.
So your kind of hypothesis is, if you're a woman and you're running a 400 meter race and you go sub 50, you're going to win.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I don't know enough about the women's 400. So like 49 might be like the top. That might be like the peak. That might be just the fastest that they go. And this whole thing, like, you run as fast as women run, and you're gonna be.
I just like that the last 5 weeks have like influenced your ideas of the women's, like the historical, like goings ons of the women's 400 meter.
Yeah. Well, here I'm looking at this list right now. 500 women have broken 50 seconds for the 400.
500 like different women or women different times?
Ooh, actually, that's a good point, Stephen. 500. There have been only 500 marks underneath 50 seconds.
I bet like 50 of them are owned by the same person.
And a lot of them were ran in the 1980s by...
So strange how those records just keep cropping up.
Yeah.
It must have been just nice weather that decade.
We're going to look into that. And we're going to report back to it on the next pod. Moving on. It.
Yeah.
The men's 5K.
Okay, I didn't watch this. Saw some GIFs, though. I need you to tell me about it. So, also, I really need you to tell me what happened to Yomif Kajelka. Oh, he got DQ'd. Wait, was he the guy?
So he might have been the guy. There was just some tripping and falling. It was a poorly paced race. It was pretty erratic. And they were all, like, every single guy that was in the race was in it with a lap to go.
Yeah.
So it was going to be mayhem, I think. And so when the move was finally made, I think around like with 150 meters to go, some dude was just chasing down the Kajelka. And actually, look at all these.
So it will. Okay. Because at first, when I looked at the results, it said Kajelka ran like, oh God, so sorry.
Probably around 13.
Well, no, it had him at like 13:59. I was like, oh my God, like what happened to him? But now it has him DQ'd, so that makes just way more sense.
He clipped a guy, and then like as he was falling down, tried to like grab onto his hand or some shit like that. I think he tried to pull. It looked like the announcers were
Replay right now. So he like grabbed him. That's insane.
But the announcers were saying like, it's a little friendly. It's like some camaraderie. They were trying to, he saw him falling and he was trying to grab his hand to help him up.
No. Kajelka grabbed onto Barrega's shorts.
How old is Kajelka?
Kajelka's young. He's like 21.
Okay. I was going to say, like, if you're the old guy and you're trying to pull the shorts down of, I think Barrega is what? He's like 19,
he's like 19
right?
19 or 18. 20. All right, but I'm watching the last 200 meters. One sec. I'm going to give you a play-by-play.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, Kajelka is leading with Barrega in second, and Balu is in, our eventual winners in third. They hit the 200 mark. Barrega looks much better than Kajelka. Kajelka can probably feel Barrega coming on his outside. Or he's, oh no. Barrega tries to pass. Yeah, he's going on the outside. He kind of trips on Kajelka, and then Kajelka, like, while he's falling, holds on to Barrega, and that gives Balu the real estate to go and win it, who is celebrating from 50 meters out. That's a sham win. But he ran 13:01.
Yeah, it's a world lead. That's the fastest in the world this year.
No one breaks 13 anymore. That's the thing.
If you run 12:59, you're going to win a Diamond League race.
You heard it here first.
Hot takes.
You know what's weird? This Julian Wanders guy, he got 13th place. He ran 13:36. He was 7th, I think, at the World Marathon Half Marathon Championships.
Really?
And yeah, I mean, he had been running so well.
Oh my God, he's ran 60 minutes.
Yeah, he's almost broken 60. I think it's fair to say his goose is cooked.
Wait, you think that you run a 160 minute half marathon and you should just kind of pack it in, like you're too tired, you flew too close to the sun?
No, if you can do that, but then you're running 13:36 in Diamond League races, something's wrong. He trains in Neil Kenya land, I think, so he might just be getting a little tired.
Maybe he's just a long distance boy.
I don't know. That doesn't equate very well. But I guess his PB is only 13:27.
Yeah.
60 flat is faster than that.
You think so?
I'm sorry.
If I plug this into a McMillan calculator.
Oh yeah, do that one. Right. 60 flat will probably pop out a 13:17.
All right, keep talking while I navigate the internet.
All right. Blue looks to be unimpressed with his win. Borrega is not happy. I wonder if there's any confrontation between him and Kajalka. Just like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? Who did you see any like BDE in this race?
I still am really not terribly clear on what that is.
I can't get over this. This is so weird. Kajalka literally tried to pull him down with him.
All right, so this is what McMillan's is saying. Oh my God, McMillan's is saying that a 60-minute half marathon roughly equals 26:59 for 10K.
Yep.
And 12:59 for 5K. Maybe the boy just doesn't have the fast twitch muscle fibers that he needs.
Yeah, I mean, he could be, you know, predisposed to being better longer distances, but I don't know. I just thought it was weird. That's all. He also has a very funny haircut.
Don't we all kind of wish that we could have a funny haircut?
And run fast.
I know I do. Yeah. My girlfriend won't let me. You hear that, Becca?
She's here?
No, that was she won't listen to this either, so yeah. I'm really speaking to no one.
All right, well, I guess we've bored people enough with this one.
I can't believe that 1,000 people a month or per podcast have clicked play on this thing.
That's not true.
Well, the stats don't lie.
Wow. That's more than I thought. Thank you, guys.
So what did we talk about? How about now we just we move on to the men's 200?
Yep. That was fun. I made a GIF.
Yeah, why don't you tell the people, don't go on Twitter, don't retweet anything that Steven put out. You just describe to the listeners what your GIF was.
Yeah, so I was watching the pre-race introductions, and our friends Rye Benjamin and Michael Norman were in lanes very close to each other. I think they're in like, four or five or something. And they had the exact same pre-race, I guess, routine. It was like right before they got on their blocks. They like each slapped their hamstrings in synchronicity. They were synchronized in doing it. I don't know what the...
Yeah, you worked it out.
Yeah. Anyways, it was about 6 seconds of like really funny synchronization. And as we all know on the internet, that will go viral. But then I couldn't really watch the race because I was struggling with making a GIF. It was baby's first GIF. So I was struggling with making my GIF for so long that I missed the race.
Baby's first GIF. So you don't know what happened.
Well, now I do. I'm looking at the results.
So Noah Lyles, actually, he didn't run a very good curve or turn, whatever they call it.
How do you run a good curve? Like what?
I don't know. Okay. But when people talk about the phases of a 200, uh-huh. they always talk about the turn and the straight. Uh-huh. And I think the turn has a lot to do with just your ability to accelerate and getting out of the blocks.
Mm-hmm.
I think Usain Bolt was notoriously awful at the turn.
Really? You think it's because he was so tall?
I wonder. I don't know. I don't know what makes a good... it could have been. It takes him a while to get up to top speed. But Michael Norman was leading, I think, through the first 100 or so. And then Noah Lyles looked very, very comfortable and very strong to run a 19.69.
That's so fast.
Yeah. So it's, he ties his personal best and ties his world lead that he ran at Pre. And so I was kind of, I was watching this and it's interesting to see the difference in running form, compared to Usain Bolt. Like it's, Usain's got just the, like these really long, powerful strides, whereas Noah Lyles almost kind of looked, and this is my, I don't know if this will sound stupid, but it sounded like, it looked kind of like the way that Centro would close.
Yeah.
Like he just looks so relaxed.
Whereas like compact and relaxed.
Yeah. Where, yeah. I mean, Usain was kind of all over the place. He was, he's like, you know, making a face. He's like very, he was still smooth, obviously very, good. But Noah Lyles, I don't know, the way that he runs, it just doesn't look like the way that we're used to, like these, either these short, stocky guys just kind of like working as hard as they can.
Just or powering.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
There's something different about him. I mean, and it's exciting. I think no, everybody's awesome. Pretty excited about him.
Yeah.
Michael Norman too. Michael, 1988 for a kid. Both of these guys are kids.
Man, Michael Norman was undefeated in 200s coming up to that point.
Yeah. Well, meet Noah Lyles.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that was a good job, Ryan.
Thank you. So the last thing there is to talk about.
That was a spicy meatball.
Oh, me, oh, my. Shelby Houlihan in the women's 1500.
Just made everyone look like they were in mud.
Yeah.
Those last 100 meters, or mostly last like 50.
It was crazy. So
it was brilliant, the way she like timed everything.
I think the announcer was saying that the rabbits were supposed to go out in like 62.
Yep.
Which I think that's exactly what they hit.
The splits were 61.5 at 800, 206.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, 204. No, it was like 64s, I guess, yeah.
Tsege went out pretty hard. She had the lead.
Yeah.
A pretty decent lead. The pack was pretty strung out, and it almost kind of looked like if Shelby hadn't worked her way up, or the laps 2 and 3, to that kind of... She I don't know. So there definitely was a separation. There were definitely like the chase pack, and then like 5 meters maybe, and then it was
Tsege. Was Caster up there?
Yeah, she was. So it was like Caster, Laura Muir, like the two rabbits, and then Shelby. And so Shelby kind of followed Muir for a little while, and then slowly worked her way up to be in perfect position that last lap. And I don't know about you, but I saw the bell. I saw where she was. Like I was kind of saying to myself, as she was maybe at like 4:50 to go, there was another woman that could have potentially boxed her in. But obviously she didn't get boxed in. She put herself on the outside, that 400 to go, and then the last 100 meters like swung out into lane 2. And I'd love for somebody to get a clock on that last 100.
You know, we could probably do it.
Yeah,
hand timed
that 100. But I think Statman Scott Olberding,
yes, Friend of the pod
had something very interesting.
It's a stat. While I'm looking for it, can you go ahead? Is Scott a wonk?
A wonk?
Yes.
Oh, you're throwing a lot of meme words at me. A studious or hardworking person. Is Scott a studious or hardworking person?
Yes.
Of course he is.
He's a wonk.
The first time I met him, I was like, wow. You have the ambition and the work ethic of someone just destined to be terribly successful. And I was envious and also proud. I knew that I had to make him my friend.
I think you work hard, Ryan.
Oh, barely.
You know who works hard? Shelby Houlihan. All right. So Shelby is now, with that time, she's now fourth on the U.S. 1500 meter list. Okay. So she's behind Roberry, Slaney, and Simpson. So of those women... Roberry is broke 405 28 times. Slaney 34. Simpson 34. Shelby, that was only her third time under 405.
That's crazy.
So I think the record is hers if she wants it.
Yeah. So that's the crazy part is, like, do you get frustrated? Are you frustrated that this isn't a championship year? And that she's really come on. I don't know if you want to call this her breakout year, because I think the year before that.
Yeah. She's had like multiple breakouts, because then it was like, oh shit, she can run a really good 5K. And now it's like she's gotten back down to the shorter stuff, because I thought she was kind of just be a 5K runner. And it's really cool to see her, you know, go back to the 1500 and just kind of show that this is her wheelhouse.
Yeah, definitely. She's really kind of proven herself on the world stage. And obviously This year has been pretty crazy. And it just kind of, I don't know, you hope that the kind of, obviously if things go as planned, she'll be better next year. But like you see a woman run 357 and you're kind of like, woof.
Yeah.
Get that girl a gold medal.
I know. Seriously, though. She's a contender on the world stage. I mean, she beat Segei, Hassan, and Laura Muir.
What do you think's next for her? Where do you go from here? You run 357. I don't know anything about her schedule. But
I would hope though that she's gonna go after the American record this year, and
which is what, 356?
I think so,
356 ish.
I can look it up. But that's what I would hope is next for her. I don't know. What about you?
Yeah, I think I'd like to see that.
Think
356.29. Well, I'm trying to think. Like, do you want? No, I wanted to take down the record. 356.29 doesn't really seem like the idea of her breaking 405 in the 1500 meters like four times, and on the fourth time that she breaks that, she also breaks the, I don't know, it seems that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you think are we now entering the age of Shelby Houlihan, and are we closing the door on Jenny Simpson?
No, absolutely not. The door will never be closed on Jenny Simpson.
The sun never sets on Jenny Simpson.
That woman knows how to run a race.
Well, I mean, I think what we've seen this season is that Shelby Houlihan absolutely can, like, she's, I've never seen, knock on wood, I've never seen her in a, like a bad, in a bad position during a race.
Yeah, no, she's very smart. I just can't ever get over, like, she just, it's just not even the same. It's like she's she's just playing a different game out
her
there.
Her closing speed is just silly.
She just looks so different than everyone else. The way she moves is just so athletic and fast and strong. It's crazy. And these are all world-class women who are in their own right athletic and strong and fast. And she's just on a different plane right now. It's pretty cool.
The composure that she has over the last 100 meters, I think, is unbelievable. Yeah, like, you see her hit that point, and you're just kind of like, well, it's over.
And I was making a quesadilla during this race, and then I watched about the last – I intently watched the last 400 probably, and she just looked, like, so focused and so confident, and you just knew – I just knew she was going to win.
Could you imagine just being in that much control of, like, any aspect of your life?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I mean, I was kind of in control of that quesadilla. That was pretty badass.
I was about to say, I imagine that you've made a million quesadillas in your life, but you've never made a quesadilla as good as when Shelby Houlihan runs a 1500.
And I guess you put it really well. Like, that's what it is. It's control. She has total control right now. Yeah. Cue the Kendrick Lamar song. Blah.
There we go. I think with that, that's about 30 minutes. And
that's good. But that's snackable. You listen to that on the A train headed to the B train before you get on the L. That's great.
There we go. With that, our New York boy, Stephen Kirsch, why don't you say goodbye to the nice people? Tell them what's next for us.
What's next for us? Ryan and I are both headed to Burlington Coat Factory this afternoon to pick up a new tailored fur coat. That's what's next for us, Ryan. What about you?
That's right.